On Wednesday, Supervisor Jaron Scott gave an update to County Council on their solid waste master plan. He said Three Mile Canyon has been approved for another 42 years. He said it means that by the fall of 2017, the current landfill will be capped and an adjacent new area will start to take garbage.
This new landfill will be up to the best operating practices, meaning it will be lined, have leachate collection systems, methane collection, and so forth.
Scott told council members at this point he doesn't have exact numbers on the cost of the future operation.
Okay. I'd give you estimates today if you wanted them, but the consultants and the people that are designing the exact design will give us hard numbers. I'll come back to you with those hard numbers.
Where are you going to get the money, regardless of the amount?
That's the problem. This is something that should hopefully have been planned on for years. That would be in a fund as far as a ability to have that money sitting somewhere. It's not. We're an enterprise fund, as you know. That happened last year, and we are standalone as far as we operate based on what we collect on the scale.
We do not have the money for the expansion or the money for the cap or both.
No, we don't have money for both as far as I know. Years past, general fund was funding the solid waste operations. It is not now, and so we are now starting to set aside money, but that's going to be a slow process, and it's going to be a short time when that landfill's full. Unfortunately, we've inherited a bad situation.
On the brighter side, Scott said with its recycling efforts, the county is diverting about 30% of its waste away from the landfill. Looking at some projects for the future, he said the county might buy some land near their Hennifer landfill to accommodate green waste. On another item, he proposed expanding the landfill hours from 7:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the afternoon.
Currently, we're open 8.
Do you guys keep banker's hours?
Yes, we do keep banker's hours. We're actually short of banker's hours right now, so we're only 8 to 4. But we are currently open the least of any of the landfills in the area, and we know it because there's some major issues with it. Number one is our main contractor ally that comes in wants to get those trucks empty for a number of different reasons. They have these new natural gas trucks that they collect, and storing them overnight full is very, very dangerous. It's not safe. Spontaneous combustion or hot ashes being placed in there, whatever. They don't know what's in those bins when they dump them, and so having those there parked full is not good.
He said the new hours would also be helpful for residents. Finally, he suggested a transfer station should be set up. A possible site would be the Triangle parcel, jointly owned by the county and Park City, along the Highway 40 frontage road.
Republic, as you know, collects our recycling material, and right now every individual truck must make a load down to Salt Lake to get rid of that material. And as we look for the future, we look for opportunities to be able to increase efficiencies. And one way would be to bring all that recycled material to one place, put it in a heavy long-haul truck, and make one trip to the valley instead of 8 trips a day. So those are some options we're looking at, as well as being able to collect everything in that center and make one large transfer station to be able to collect all the household hazardous waste, soils, those kinds of things, and make it more accessible and readily available to the residents.
County Solid Waste Supervisor Jaron Scott. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.